Welcome to Steve Dale's Pet World.
You don't have a better bad idea than this?
This is the best bad idea we have, sir.
If you've got pets, he's got answers.
You are a sad, strange little man.
Steve can help. We're positive.
Oh, God, this thing is going downhill fast.
You've got America's pet expert here on Steve Dale's Pet World.
Yeah, it is kind of cold outside, isn't it? Now, I'll tell you, even if you have, and I get these notes, even if you have a husky or a malamute, if you have a dog that's built for this weather, you don't. I don't believe any dog is quite built for this weather. Cold weather, maybe. 20 degrees, sure. 15 degrees, possibly. Below zero wind chill that are double digits? Likely not, you know, and for sure. For sure, a small dog, a dog under, say, 12 pounds or so, there's no way they can retain body heat in this kind of weather. It's actually impossible to do. If you have questions about your dogs outside in the cold, or if you have questions about anything else, your pet's behavior, I'm just standing here to take your telephone calls to talk to you. 312-981-7200. You could text. I think you can call. Are our phone lines open? All right. You can call 312-981-7200, or you can text. Or what I want to hear are your resolutions for your pets. Do you have New Year's resolutions for pets? I do. And I will tell you about mine in a moment. So I want to go back to the cold weather. I was telling Pete McMurray during the week that unfortunately they don't make earmuffs for dogs or tail warmers. And, you know, the extremities are where dogs first get frostbite. And they can get frostbitten and or on their paws. And the reason why they do that little hop and dance outside, of course, is not to entertain us. It's because it really hurts. And there are several reasons why it hurts. So one is simply the cold. When it's this cold out, in of itself, it's the cold. But are there other reasons? Yeah, there are. It's the snow combined with the cold and perhaps ice. And sometimes little ice balls form within those paw pads. You can prevent that, potentially, by using a variety of products that are out there. One is called Musher's Wax. Another you might have in your kitchen. It's that non-stick cooking spray, like Pam. Just don't use the kind that tastes like butter, because then, of course, the dogs are going to lick it off. So the plain Pam spray can do the trick, too. But what does the trick better than anything are booties if they stay on, and if your dog will accept them, and I suppose if you will accept them too. But another reason why dogs do that little dance is because of the way we salt outside. And the salt in of itself can sting. And then when you combine that with the cold weather and the snow, it really hurts a lot of dogs. I am a fan, increasingly so, of it's often called pet-friendly dog salts, like Safe Step Sure Paws. But they're more than that. These are not only pet-friendly, but they're environmentally friendly. They're better for the plants. You know, when the city comes by and they salt, you know, I'm looking out on Michigan Avenue, and there's these beautiful planters between both sides of the street on Michigan Avenue. And I know when they salt, a lot of that salt gets up in the planters, and then come March and April, they have dead plants. And the reason for that is the salt. So this pet-friendlier salt is better for the plants, too. It's also better for the concrete. If we have one of those winters, and it looks like we're going to have one of those winters, where a lot of salt is used throughout the winter, we know, if you've lived in Chicago any period of time, you know that the concrete suffers as well. By the way, the number is now officially 4. I've been in the studio since about 6:15 this morning. The number 4 represents the people that have walked by on Michigan Avenue. That's it. Just 4 people. 4 perhaps not so smart people. I don't know. I suspect that they're going to work. You know, but if it's cold out for you or freezing out for you, you know what I sometimes do, as silly as it sounds? I will go outside, take the dogs out without gloves. And I know when my hands are getting really, really cold, at that point, even with coats and sweaters on the dogs, it's just too cold for them. And that's how I know, is my barometer, to come back in the house. Phone calls, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. You could text at that same number if you have any questions, and there are some. Let me take a look here. Steve, my cat loves to play fetch, and I play fetch with him. Okay. Cats will do that, by the way. Individual cats will certainly do that. But does my beagle need a sweater or a coat? Yeah, beagles are not very large dogs. They don't have a lot of hair. Again, for dogs that are acclimated and dogs, individual dogs that love the cold, love the ice, or love the snow, 25 degrees, 20 degrees even, is not much of a problem or any problem at all. Still with a beagle, I would think about putting on a coat or a jacket, even if it is 25 degrees out. But with these temperatures and single digits, wind chill, that is actually close to 25 below zero? I mean, really? No. Your dog, absolutely the right thing to do. And I don't see that as a text here, but it's something I frequently get asked is, well, great-grandpa, he had his dog outside. Well, great-grandpa wasn't doing the right thing by keeping a dog outside in an unheated, unwarmed doghouse. When temperatures were like this, even a larger dog, it's just too cold. Now, dogs then, back in the day, may have acclimated to the weather, and today, that makes it worse. The dogs aren't. They're just indoors, and oftentimes not only sharing our homes, but sharing our beds with us, too. New Year's resolutions for pets. Do you have any? Or questions about your pet's behavior? I am a certified animal behavior consultant, so I'm here to talk to you, either via text or phone calls, 312-981-7200. This week, a good chance to talk to me, and I see some texts coming through. If you'd like to call, you're welcome to do that as well. Are you ready to make a fresh start for the new year? Well, the folks at Fresh Wave are, regardless of what's on your list of resolutions, from something special to maybe something a little more general along the way. Maybe something personal. Consider adding this one. Use more natural products in my everyday life. I think that's a good resolution to have. That decision can be just as good for you, if not better, than hitting the gym twice a week. Think about the household products that you see, especially traditional air fresheners. They're full of harsh chemicals and phony fragrances. I mean, you know, I'm reading a commercial here, but, you know, that's true. And it's not good for us. It's not good for the environment in general. And it's not good for our pets. If we breathe in something, you know, like one of those air fresheners you might buy that isn't the best thing for us, it may or may not impact our health. And by the time it does, we're 75 years old. Still not a good thing. But our dogs or cats, they're more sensitive, and it happens far more quickly. And incidentally, I hope if you're a pet bird owner, you know that those types of products, I'm not talking Fresh Wave, I'm talking the ones with those chemicals and artificial air thing, whatever they use in those products that have very long names, that can actually be exceedingly harmful to pet birds. Fresh Wave is working to naturally and effectively remove odors 100%. Check out all the positive reviews online. They're there. They're easy to find. FreshWaveWorks.com for more information. Click on the store locator there as well. And find your nearest Fresh Wave retailer like Ace Hardware, Bed Bath & Beyond, Target, Walgreens, and many more. It is 6:44 on WGN. Oh, my goodness. I asked for phone calls, and boy, Cassara is very busy answering the phones. I will talk to you about perhaps resolutions for pets. And I have lots of new text, including one about a kitten that apparently is growling at everyone. What's going on with that kitty? A New Year's resolution for my cats is to brush my cat's teeth more frequently. WGN Radio, good morning. Gary, you're on the air. Hi.
Yes. What? I'm just wondering if the stuff you talked about putting on the palms and on that their paws, what other ingredients can you throw, like, over the snow and ice temporarily until it snows again that would be effective for a short while they do their business?
Turn down your radio if you can, and nothing. So putting salt on that is more pet-friendly salt really can do the trick if we're talking about that. You have Safe Step Sure Paws, for example. However, if you're talking about something magic that you might have in your house or that you can purchase, I don't know what that magic item is. Maybe somebody else does, but I have no idea, except wait for it to melt. Using a pet-friendly product like Safe Step Sure Paws is a good idea.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Thank you. All right. Let's see. My dog was... I wanted to read this one. Oh, my gosh. See, what happens is, it's just like your computer screen at home, sort of. I get the text, and when a lot of them come in, then the ones that I didn't get to read are all the way down at the bottom. Does that make any sense? I have to scroll down to find it. We have a new kitten. We got the kitten about a month ago. Hisses and growls at our other two cats. Whenever she sees them, what can we do to start getting them to all get along? The other cats do leave her alone. So it's great that the other cats leave this kitten alone. The kitten is just scared. So I don't know the situation for this. If this kitten was exposed to other cats or kittens in its lifetime or not, which would be helpful. Cats being cats, though, it takes a while for them to acclimate to others. The good news is you have a kitten. By kitten, I don't know what you mean. So here's what I mean by that. There's a huge difference. If the kitten is a 7-month-old kitten as compared to a 15-week-old kitten. So a 15-week-old kitten will or should acclimate to these other cats pretty quickly. A older kitten, like 7 months, well, it's going to take a bit of time. And also encourage this kitten to do two things. Whenever the kitten sees the other cats, that something good happens, like treats fall from the sky. But at the same time, this kitten has options. This kitten can have hiding spaces. But let me back up a couple steps here. What I hope you did, and if you just introduced him, it's not too late to back up and do this, is to put the kitten in a room by himself or herself. This kitten, you know, cats aren't dogs, and to throw them in all together is too overwhelming. The introduction process needs, even for a kitten, to be slow. And we want it to be slow for all sorts of reasons, aside from the behavior reasons. I don't know if this kitten has been checked out medically or not. I just don't know the story. But we want to keep this kitten in a room by itself until it's also been medically checked out. But also for behavior reasons. They know the other is there on the other side of the door, both the cats that have been there and the kitten, because their sense of smell is so incredibly good. So they know that the other guy is there, or the other guys are there on the other side of the door. So let the kitten just acclimate to that one room first. Of course, put a litter box in the room, put water in the room. You go into the room as often as you can so the kitten acclimates to you and other family members. And without overwhelming the kitten, just sit down on the floor and watch TV or read a children's story. Kittens that are afraid of people, because when we read children's stories, first of all, we tend to do it on the floor, but also it's that slow smile that we have in our face, and we do it with "The Cat Jumped Over the Moon," and we do it in sort of sing-songing voice, and that apparently relaxes at least some kittens. Nancy, you're on WGN. Hi.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
I have a question. My dog is uncontrollable when taken to the vet, and I've tried everything to console her. They've given me medication for the night before and that morning to calm her down. And I don't know if there's someone out there that can show me or teach me how to handle her, because I'm 78 and she's a handful, let me tell you.
Okay, so I want to get your name and number off the air because I might be that guy. So I am part of an initiative in veterinary medicine called Fear Free. Are you on the internet at all?
No, I'm not. I'm sorry. I'm
okay.
78. I'm too old for the internet.
No. I don't buy that at all. I know people in their 90s that make look like a spring chicken that are on the internet. But there's an initiative in veterinary medicine. It's called Fear Free. And this all began, and we talked about it on the air a couple of weeks ago, to lower fear, stress, and anxiety of going to the veterinarian. It's one reason why veterinary visits are indeed on the decline. Well, we're out to change that, because if a pet isn't seeing the veterinarian, even the best veterinarian on the planet cannot help your pet. And it's not beneficial to pets, and it's not beneficial to you as a pet owner. And also, it's such a struggle. And if the animal is there, great, but feels stress and anxiety while there, not so great. And what do we do about it? Your veterinarian is doing the right thing, by the way, to give you something the night before. That's great. Mm-hmm. For those that are online, the initiative is called Fear Free. And fearfreepets.com is the website. I'm promoting something called Fear Free Happy Homes, because this actually does begin in homes. fearfreehappyhomes.com, again, for those that are online. And in fact, one of my resolutions for 2019 is to talk about this more. It's a fairly new initiative, and many of us are working to get it going, you know, because we know this will be helpful. Casera, I think what we're going to do is I'm going to, if I could do this without cutting you off, I'm going to put you on hold. And I hope Casera takes your phone number. And if not, call back if I goof it up and if I disconnect you by mistake, okay?
Thank you so much.
All right, hold on. Hopefully I have her on hold. I think I do. And I can't read that far. Eddie? Is this Eddie? You're on WGN.
This is Bobby.
Bobby. Okay. That's,
yes. Hi.
That's my eyeballs. I just can't see that far. Couldn't see the monitor. I knew it was a something E. Yes. I just guessed Eddie, but it's Bobby. Good morning.
Not even close, Steve.
Oh, sorry. How can I help you?
I have two cats. They were feral. They are now 10 years old. They're brother and sister. For several years, we had trouble with urinating in different areas. That's fairly resolved. Now my one cat, though, the little girl, the female, seems to vomit on an empty stomach. So we've had her to the vet. You know, we've had both of them to the vet. They've all been both been checked out. They're both healthy for their age, you know, all of that. But she continues to vomit. So the vet advised these diffusers, room diffusers,
mm-hmm.
you know, that have cat pheromones in them, and we've used those on a consistent basis, and it did help for a long time, but now every night again she's vomiting, and I've changed foods, I've added wet food to their dry food, I've fed them once a day, I'm now feeding them twice a day, but it seems to happen when she's got the empty stomach, like in the middle of the night.
Right, so let's not have the cat have an empty stomach. You know, cats, outdoors, if given their own choice, they hunt uh-huh. throughout the day, right? And either they have a good day right. or not, and they catch a lot of little mice, or they don't. But they don't eat large yeah. meals, and we tend to feed them at home these giant meals, you know?
Yeah.
And that's...
I do. I cut down.
And some cats do fine that way, but other cats don't. And, in fact, all that gastric acid causes problems either in the middle of the night, first thing in the morning, is often common, and sometimes just before bedtime. So why don't you, without adding to the total amount of food, because I don't want obese or overweight cats, try this.
Right.
I don't guarantee it'll work, but try this.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be to give a snack before bedtime. The other thing that I am...
Okay, I've done that the last 2 days, so I am trying that already, but she vomited right before I left this morning.
Mm-hmm. And to give a snack first thing when you get up in the morning.
Okay.
If that doesn't help, though, then a trip to the veterinarian. I mean, going back to the veterinarian is the right thing to do. I mean, it absolutely could be something medical that's going on. I mean, it isn't normal. It is not normal for a cat. Let me rephrase that. It is common for cats to do this because of the way we feed cats. But if we adjust uh-huh. that feeding... and okay. there isn't a behavior component, which, yes, feel away can help with, and your veterinarian must have thought your cat is anxious that your veterinarian
right.
said, let's lower the anxiety with feel away here. So it's also a
yeah.
bigger discussion than one to have right here, because I don't know if anxiety is a part of this or not. I mean, you said the feel away worked for a while. So let's lower
yeah.
the anxiety, and I quite don't know how to do that because I don't know what's making your cat anxious talking to you right here. So we'd have to have a discussion about that. Definitely try what I said, because there's no harm, as long as you don't add to the total amount of food, to giving your
okay.
cat a snack before bedtime and first thing in the morning. But if those things don't work, I go back to the veterinarian.
Okay.
All right?
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you for calling WGN. Let me try to take one more call while I can here. And Tom, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Dr. What is the risk for giving us, as a from the shelter adopted dog here for 3 years now, what is the risk of giving him cooked, well-done sirloin steak? He's spoiled. And he loves it.
Yeah, well, I'm sure he does that, does love it. So let me, first of all, I'm not a veterinarian. I'm a certified animal behavior consultant. Big difference there. And I don't know your pet's medical background. So broadly speaking, in general, a little piece. What kind of dog do you have?
A lab.
A Labrador. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So a little piece of meat every once in a while, cooked meat, is just fine. No fat on it, just fine. But I am not talking about your dog. I don't know your dog. I'm saying in general. And the problem we make very often, again, in general, is that we tend to give too much to our pets around Thanksgiving or Christmas or just because we love them so much and forget that even a Labrador that might weigh 65 pounds, if your Labrador weighs that much, is much smaller in weight than most adult humans, right? Most adult humans, I would think. So giving too much steak, so we think of it on our terms. So giving a plate full of steak, I don't know what you call that, a slab of steak? A plate full of steak is just too much for many dogs. So remember to keep in mind what your dog's weight is and adjust. Pets aren't like family. They are family. Giving too much of that steak or fat on the steak can cause something called pancreatitis. Then you'd have to rush to a place called MedVet Chicago. They are always there when you need them. That's the good news. But with preventable problems, they don't want to see your pet for pancreatitis, which sometimes is preventable. They're at Belmont Western and Clybourne. MedVet provides emergency, specialty, and critical care 24/7. They are always there when you need them. They're a VECCS Level 1 Trauma Center, American Animal Hospital Association accredited referral hospital. That means they have the most comprehensive care and compassionate pet care available. They really do. Learn more at 773-281-7110, 773-281-7110, or medvetforpets.com. Hi, I'm so sorry I didn't get to all of your telephone calls or text, and I will answer some the best I can in my blog later today. And our my resolutions for pets I will post as well. Happy New Year to you, Mr. Dave Schwani.
Happy New Year to you, Mr. Steve Dale, and to all of your good friends and listeners there. We'll see you in the new year.